When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
This isn't a commercial. We're not trying to sell you anything. It's actually far more important. Deaths on Illinois roadways due to drunk or buzzed drivers are on the rise. Each year in Illinois, over 300 people die in drunk driving crashes. That means everyone you know, including yourself, are at risk. And it's up to you to choose life or death. Learn more at lifeordeathillinois.com.
Cancer, we are your number one enemy. We are MD Anderson. We're fighting you with our exceptional team of doctors and nurses, advanced technology, groundbreaking clinical trials, innovative treatment options, and a collaborative approach to care. The University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center is focused on making cancer history. To make an appointment, call 1-855-894-0145 or visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on September 16th. Enter to win at Chicago's Pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and four tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods, by Chicago Cubs Edition Waffles and Appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's Pastime Facebook page to win an experience your child will never forget.
Pros know there's more to a roof than shingles. That's why the Home Depot carries GAF's Lifetime Roofing System. From underlayment and leak barriers to shingles, ventilation, and more. Delivered right to your job site in job lot quantities. For complete roofing systems, get everything you need under one roof. Ours. The Lifetime Roofing System. Exclusively from GAF and available at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Show transition on the score. No holds barred show interaction. Now, three times a day on the score between Mully and Haw and Bernstein and McKnight at 9 a.m.
I didn't know the term golden homer for something like that, but I learned a new baseball term.
The term golden homer? That's what a walk-off grand slam is, a golden homer?
While down three with the team down to their last
strike. It's only happened like one other time. How does it have a name?
Then at one between Bernstein and McKnight and McNeil and Parkins.
Did you guys know who David Bote was before the season?
No. Yes, but only vaguely. I mean, like...
I didn't either.
I had no idea who he was.
Most of us didn't.
That was incredible stuff.
And finally, right before six, between McNeil and Parkins and Lawrence Holmes.
You never talk about Stan Mikita without the attachment of Bobby Hall.
It was almost impossible to do it.
But you have a guy that won Hart, Ross, Bing in back-to-back seasons.
Yeah.
That's...
Only guy to do it.
That's impossible.
Show transition now three times a day on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
To RenewSleep.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Mastroli award winner is Javon Wims.
Snap back to Daniel, looking left. Gonna fade into the end zone. Leaping grab back in the end zone, left corner. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears! Daniel to Javon Wims and a beauty.
Congratulations, Javon Wims.
That's an easy one. That's a no-brainer.
Really no point beating around the bush here.
Yeah, that's, let's just call it like everybody saw it. And what has happened is we are going to have a two-time Mastroli Award winner who, it appears now, has salted away a roster spot.
In my 55 years of broadcasting, Danny, I never thought we'd give a Mastroli Award out twice.
My 6 decades of broadcasting, never thought I'd see anything like that.
Who could have won a Mastroli Award twice? Yes.
That was a professional performance that included, on the touchdown catch, a big boy catch for a college receiver to understand that getting 2 feet in and making that second nature when you don't have to do it in college, that's a pro NFL catch that you are expected to make when the ball placement's that good.
Remember when we had Javon Wims on the show just after he was drafted? I think we had him on, you know, 2-3 days after the seventh round completed, where he was taken seventh round out of Georgia. In those 2 days leading up to it, we read the pros and cons. We did Who's Your Guy. Javon Wims was picked up after, because I don't think anybody called in with Javon as a guy. But all the question mark, can he separate? Does he have the speed to get away? Can he run a full route tree, really, too? He checked all those boxes on Saturday.
Pretty good.
He got away on one of those drag routes that Nagy runs all the time across the field. It got away and upfield very quickly with a guy on his back.
Well,
he
made those 2 steps
to cup upfield.
They saw a lot of man coverage.
Yes, they did.
And a couple things happen where when it allows the recognition of a matchup, and when you get it's pretty much just a diagonal sprint that allows him to outrun a guy. And it also means that Chase Daniels got room to run if he sees the names on the back of the jerseys, which he didn't hesitate to do.
No, he had plenty of that. As much as, you know, the Bears did not play their starters, I thought there was actually decent football on display. And I toyed with the idea of giving myself the day off, just like Matt Nagy was giving his starters off. Well, we had a good week of shows. I felt good about things. I mean, our practices in the pre-show meetings at 8 o'clock, nobody meets that level of practice, you know? So I thought maybe I'd give myself the day. But I ended up watching it on DVR yesterday. I ended up catching up with it, making sure I was good to go. And there was real football there.
My guy 47, Isaiah Irving, was visible.
Yeah, he had...
I don't want to damn with faint praise,
no.
But I thought he was visible. He did have a sack. I believe he also had a pressure and at least one other tackle, but he was there. Kasim Edebali, the previous Mastroli Award winner, bad.
Yeah, here, the Pro Football Focus sent this out to us, and I love that they count the snaps for defensive linemen, because sometimes you can get lost in the wash there when you're watching it the first or second time. Bears outside linebackers Isaiah Irving and Kylie Fitz each generated 1 sack, 1 hit, and 1 hurry against the Chiefs. Fitz rushed the passer 19 times, while Irving took 30 pass-rushing snaps to produce the same pressure. Okay, so that's 1 sack, 1 hit, 1 hurry for Fitz in 19. Irving had the same in 30. Kasim Edebali failed to record a pressure on 23 opportunities, though he was in and around those opportunities. So that's at least something, I guess. Meanwhile, I'm good on Kevin Tolliver. That's a little bit of an uphill climb for that young cornerback out of LSU to find himself there. I know a lot of folks like the size and speed ratio. Mm-mm. He wears peanuts number, which is something in the same shoulder pad setup. So I would see it and go, oh!
There's a turnover coming.
I realized very quickly that it's not coming. Yeah. He got lost in a couple of different tackling opportunities, just kind of disappeared. But, by and large, I still remain, and maybe this is the nerd in me in the last 2 weeks of the season, 2 weeks of the preseason before we get cut down day, that third or fourth, depending on how you want to define it, running back battle is an interesting one to me between Nile Davis and Nall.
Yeah, the return skills of Nile Davis mean that versatility could grab the roster spot for him.
It might be true, but you saw, you, regardless of Nall being bottled up a couple times, you saw a little bit of whimsy in his routes as well, in his runs here and there.
Well, he kept getting hit in the backfield because James Daniels' guy was in the backfield.
So let's get to that. James Daniels had a chance to play a bunch, right? I mean, he had his snaps against top dogs on that Chiefs defensive line.
And I remain transfixed.
Was pushed around
by his magnificent ass.
It's a giant ass. It really, like a boat home, you know? Yes. Just something that Mitch can putter up to and throw those hands in.
But it wasn't effectively used.
It was not.
His snapping is consistent.
Yeah, that's what you want from a center.
That's
fine. You
have
to have consistent snaps.
But it's the blocking.
Is that a big part?
Yeah, it's the snapping, and then there's the blocking.
The subsequent blocking.
not great.
No. No, it wasn't. And I think, too, you know, remember, for Mitchell, and I've said this, you know, kind of as we've gone, and it'll mean more when we get in the regular season, but development is key for him. Finding this offense is key. And even in Matt Nagy's confidence, bordering on arrogance yesterday after the game, you know, the good kind of arrogance after the game about not playing his guys, he mentioned that this is still a work in progress offensively. He threw that out for you, too, and let you know that it's going to be something we work on as we go. What can't happen is Mitchell getting pressured. What can't happen is a bad offensive line to make Trubisky just have a bunch of reaction plays. He's got to be able to diagnose and attack. And you can't do that if your offensive line is bleeding through.
And that sack, by the way, the fact that that was a penalty when
nonsense. Dan,
absolute garbage.
Nonsense.
There was no helmet contact to the helmet.
None.
There's no helmet contact, really. I mean, he just went around and sacked him. And apparently, when I was reading about the rule, you can't land on the quarterback now.
Yeah, and you can't launch.
They refer to that as burping the quarterback. Yeah. When you land on him and knock the wind out of him, you're not. I don't know what you're allowed
it's
to do.
It's nonsense.
Anymore. It really is. Joe's in Indianapolis and is on the score. Hi, Joe.
Guys, hey, I just want to call and weigh my support for Coach Nagy and why he did what he did, rushing the starters. If you go back to last preseason, Sean McVay, in his first year with the Rams, rested Jared Goff in his third preseason game, and then rested him in their third game this year as well. But let's go back to Matt Nagy first again. And so people have to remember that this was their fourth preseason game. Their dress rehearsal was last week in Denver. That was their third preseason game. And traditionally, teams in their fourth preseason game, you know, they don't play their starters, and they look more towards the depth of the roster. So So this past Saturday and Thursday, it'll be opportunity to see more depth players trying to get a roster spot. So that's why I support Coach Nagy. So have a great day, guys.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Nice to hear.
He has registered his support.
We can check in. I was keeping a tally, and I will put Joe on the left side for Matt Nagy. He's got.
I'm so fired up.
So fired up.
We'll find out what Rich Campbell of the Tribune thinks about the Bears, about their performance, about the coach's performance, standing there and just kind of flopping it out there on the table for you and saying, my team, you hired me to do something, let me do it, and everybody else can shut up. And good for him, because you know, that's what he should be saying. Also, no matter, even if they go out and they lay an egg against the Packers, it's not because Mitchell Trubisky and the starters didn't play on Saturday. It's not because of that. Coincidence is not causality. Write that down and tape it to your bathroom mirror and read it every day. Coincidence is not necessarily causality. Please. Everybody as a sports fan needs to remember that.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Connor McKnight. We will talk with Rich Campbell of the Chicago Tribune about that Bears-Chiefs game over the weekend. It's the Cubs On Deck Luncheon. We're out here at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Help from our folks at the AZEK Building Products and Xfinity as well. Rich Campbell's coming up next, 670 The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with Radio.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. For a limited time, O'Reilly Auto Parts has a great deal on a 16-ounce bottle of Armor All Protectant for $4.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Protectant. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get in to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, the Sonata, and the full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. The 7-passenger Santa Fe, Santa Fe Sport, Tucson, and first ever Kona. And every Hyundai comes backed by America's best warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Plus, not only will you save during the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event, Hyundai also has the lowest 5-year cost of ownership of all brands for 2018, according to Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. But don't wait, because while summer might be go, 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 the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, or up to $3,750 in total savings on the Santa Fe Sport. Visit your local Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details. Lowest 5-year cost of ownership claim based on the average 2018 Kelley Blue Book 5-year cost to own data. Visit KBB.com for information. America's best warranty claim based on total package of warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details.
Hey, Cubs fans, your son or daughter could be the kid of the game at the Cubs home game on September 16th. Enter to win at Chicago's Pastime page on Facebook. Prize package includes the opportunity to say play ball over the PA before the game, kid of the game t-shirt, and 4 tickets to the game. The contest is sponsored by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Foods. Buy Chicago Cubs Edition waffles and appetizers at Angelo Caputo's, Hy-Vee, Pete's Market, and Tony's Fine Foods. Enter the contest on Chicago's Pastime Facebook page.